Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Newton South Lions graduate leaving strong legacy in Newton, by Andre Sarkanich. Thursday, June 4, 2026, marked the 66th annual graduation of Newton South High School, when students, parents, and educators alike gathered in the school gym to participate in an essential rite of passage. The sweltering 88 degrees recorded at 5 p.m., when the ceremony began, ensured that everyone was fanning themselves with their graduation booklets as they listened to the inspirational speeches that were given on the occasion. Newton South High School Principal Tamara Strauss, who next year will be moving on to a new position as Assistant Superintendent in Cambridge, welcomed the class of 2026 as the school band played Sir Edward Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance to announce their entry into the gym. Strauss introduced Newton Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Anna Nolan, who was first to deliver remarks. Dr. Nolan thanked her educator colleagues and especially Principal Strauss for their stewardship in preparing the young graduates for life beyond high school, and she noted that the Newton South High School graduation is one of her favorite moments every year due to the intimate, personal feeling that it brings about. 13 years ago, your family sat in elementary cafeterias, either in Newton or in other locations, and auditoriums and kindergarten welcome nights, much like the one that we conducted last month, and you arrived as kindergartners carrying teeny tiny backpacks and fun lunchboxes and toting your stuffies, and your parents had all of the hopes and the nerves that come when handing your child over to a school for the very first time, Nolan said. Dr. Nolan continued her speech by expounding on the accomplishments the students had made since those early moments, in the classroom, on the sports field, and in student government, and praised the graduating class for never ceasing to ask, why, thus fulfilling the Newton Public Schools Thrive promise, by continuing to approach life with empathy, cooperation, and collaboration. Dr. Nolan's address was followed by a speech from Principal Strauss, who also celebrated the many contributions of the class of 2026. You brought energy, spirit, connection into our hallways while strengthening our traditions. You organized events, performances, fundraisers, athletic competitions, podcasts, concerts, productions, celebrations that reminded us all the importance of community. You welcomed younger students, collaborated creatively, supported one another, found meaningful ways to leave this school better than having found it, Strauss said. Throughout her speech, Strauss wove in lighthearted references about the sillier side of the graduating class, such as their collective prank in which they stole Strauss's desk, or the senior mixer, or the skip day that entailed a group trip to Cape Cod. Strauss noted dryly that the school uses social media and did find out about that last one. Shortly after Strauss's address, the officers of the class of 2026 collectively unveiled a new school banner and introduced this year's class gift, comfortable new armchairs for the school library, which they said will finally resolve the issue of students not having a place to sit during busy hours. The class officers spoke about the extensive fundraising efforts that they undertook to make the gift a reality. Then two of those officers, Class of 2026 President Aaron Lirio and Class Vice President Aliza Amaton, each gave speeches. Class President Lirio acknowledged his fellow officers and advisors, remarking that it was a privilege working with them. He also said that due to the admirable hard work of his classmates, their legacy at the school and in the Newton community would be indelible. After 4 years together with you all, I know what this class is capable of. I know the hard work you put in. I know the resilience you built. I know there is nothing you are unworthy of. And when time necessitates, I know you'll step up to meet such challenges. So wherever life takes us next, I hope we can carry ourselves with purpose, integrity, and service for others, Lirio said. Class Vice President Amaton spoke about the individual seconds that comprised the 4 years the class had spent at Newton South High School, which she said seemed to slip by so fast. With all these seconds that have since gone by, I'm proud to say that I can look back on all of them with immense satisfaction and gratitude. Seconds that we spent in class, mulling over textbooks and worksheets, drowning out our daydreams, with inspiring voices of our teachers, and occasional off-topic conversations with our neighbors, Amaton said, Rania Almedici then delivered the senior address to thunderous applause, talking about how the school had deeply impacted the character of each of its students. She blended humor and numerous anecdotes about her classmates to bring a human face to the sea of graduation robes that was the class of 2026. You won't remember what you talked to your friends about during lunch. Like I've always said, people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. I'm just kidding. That's a Maya Angelou quote. But it still rings true. Chances are those feelings are the most significant thing that you're going to carry on from high school, Almedici said. The presentation of diplomas came next, taking up the bulk of the evening. The presentation was conducted by the deans of each of the four schoolhouses, first Goodwin, then Goldrick, Wheeler, and finally Cutler. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.